Hi, Jesus. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. You're in Chicago, right?
No, I'm in L.A.
You're in L.A. God, I have that wrong on my schedule. Well, thanks for having me on.
Okay, so the film is amazing. I just saw it last night, and it's not exactly what I expected.
You thought it would be like, because from the trailer, it looks like it's more like ha-ha all the time, right?
Yeah, it seems like more of a comedy, but I was surprised that it wasn't.
Yeah, it's more of a dramedy, you know?
Yeah.
I think that there are, and I was happy with that, you know? It's like I wrote a darkly comic book, but there's a lot of serious, dark, grim places in the story because you're obviously in a conflict zone and there are very sad things that you see happening. So I was happy they had that balance in the movie.
How close is the film to what you wrote?
I mean, it's like it's Hollywood, right? You know, they take your story, they throw a little bit more cocaine and explosions into it. They twist things up a little bit. Most definitely Tina plays a more heroic version of me than I actually am. I'm actually more of a coward. If there were an explosion that happened right in front of me, I would tend to run in the other direction as opposed to running toward it. Because I believe in self-preservation. But that's what Hollywood does, right? Nobody's shocked by this. I don't know that if they were to do an exact replica of my book, if that would be a very interesting movie, and it would also certainly be about, 30 hours long.
Yeah, so how much of this would you say you actually experienced then?
Well, I can't give you want a percentage? I mean, well, I don't know. I can't really give you a percentage. I mean, we could go scene by scene, and I can tell you what's true and what's not true, or how they change things. But there's something from every scene that I feel like comes from the book, and the feeling of the movie comes from the book. The narrative arc of the movie is the narrative arc in the book. You know, I was always very firm that I wanted my translator to be treated with respect, and they treated him with respect, and they treated that relationship that is the most important relationship in the book as the most important one, I think, in the movie. They did a great job with the absurdity of how we live. I mean, sure, there was more cocaine in the parties in the movie. I mean, we didn't have that in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. but we had parties with a lot of drinking and a lot of dancing. I would encourage anybody who thinks that that's not exactly accurate to go to a war zone, because you got no way to unwind. You got no way to get released. And people continue living, you know, yeah. when they're covering these things. And I think that there's a sort of reverence for the idea of, you know, being in war or what it's like, and that everybody's always like deadly serious all the time. Well, we're human beings under stress, and this is what happens when human beings are under stress. They use various methods to cope. They use absurdity. They use humor. They live their lives, and I'm talking not just about the foreigners who were over there who always could get on a plane and leave, but also about, you know, Afghans and Pakistanis as well. You know, it's like, Those folks read the book and they're like, my sister, you've got our same sense of humor. Yeah. And I make the joke in the book that, like, you know, Woody Allen says comedy is tragedy plus time. And for Afghans, it's about 5 minutes. They would be making these jokes. And I'd be like, too soon.
There's a point in the movie where they explain that you can get addicted to this type of danger. Did you ever get addicted to the dangerous events or the chase for the best story?
I don't know that I ever got addicted to danger, because, again, I'm kind of a coward. Mm-hmm. I got addicted to the story, most definitely. I mean, I did not want to leave at the end of that. I, like, quit my job rather than come back to the Chicago Tribune. And my whole plan at that point was to, you know, be a freelancer and, you know, hang out in Afghanistan and, like, work as a bartender on the weekends, wow. You know? That's an addiction to a story, you know. So I was probably pretty messed up there towards the end. I probably stayed a little bit too long. You know, I probably should have come back sooner. And I ended up back here through more like a happenstance that I happened to get this fellowship, and then I happened to get this book deal, and I happened to write it. And through the writing of the book, kind of figured out it was time to try to stay home and see if that was possible. Because, you know, in my entire career, I've sort of, you know, made career choices by the gut and, like, picked whatever felt a little bit more scary and a little bit more risky rather than the safe choice. And for me, honestly, you know, after coming back here, the riskier choice seemed to be to stay than to go back to Afghanistan, because I actually had a job offer to go back there.
Wow. So there's a great line in the movie that journalists owe the public a duty to report. How does it make you mm-hmm. feel when a network won't report because it's not in their best interest?
Well, in reality, I'm a print journalist and I'm a newspaper journalist, not a TV journalist. I mean, they changed that in the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, they also, you know, her name in the movie is Kim Baker because they're changing like facts like that. Because, you know, having a TV journalist is, it's more dramatic when you're talking about war coverage because they have to actually have to be there with their cameras to see everything. So I more like was, but I was very much dealing with the idea of writing for the Chicago Tribune at the time and trying to get any sort of space for stories about Afghanistan, trying to get anybody to pay attention to those stories. There's a certain sense of war fatigue that had set in that I think they do really well in the movie. It was difficult to get people to pay attention. And that's why I wrote this book, right? You know, that's why I came back after being over there for 5 years and I decided to do this sort of darkly comic take on my experiences there because I was trying to come up with some way, with any way, to make people pay attention to what had happened in Afghanistan and Pakistan. You know, I'm very much the microcosm for America and all the mistakes that were made over there. You know, you've got Farouk, who's the microcosm for Afghanistan. You have Nawaz Sharif being the bad side of Pakistan, and then my driver in Pakistan being the good side, and my friend Tammy. And so very much I'm trying to use these characters to show what had happened there in a darkly comic way and sometimes a very sad way. Because nothing, you know, it's not like it's laugh out loud funny all the time when you're in a conflict situation. And watching the movie, I mean, I was just so happy with the fact that they acknowledged that what we do as foreign correspondents is so important and it's so vital to, you know, understanding of what's going on in the world back here. It's like you hear, you know, people in D.C. will say what's going on overseas, or they'll go over there for some sort of junket and they'll visit a military base and they'll say all is fine, all is well. But it's really the people who are living over there and telling those stories that have an accurate sense of what's actually happening.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure, and it's been an honor. I really enjoyed the movie, and I hope for...
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed the movie. I'm glad you enjoyed the movie. Now I'm going to ask you to do one thing. Go read the book.
I will. I'm actually just about to order it from Amazon.
Awesome. I love to hear that. Thanks very much for your time today.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.